Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Jason Dacey, sitting in for Clarissa Montero today. New mothers have a difficult task, that is to strike a balance between giving all the love and attention they can offer to their babies while caring for their own physical and mental health in the wake of childbirth. The danger of not doing so could lead to complications that could affect not just the life of the mother, but that of her new family as well. I'd like to welcome Dr. Ng Ying Wu. He's an obstetrician and gynecologist at SBCC Women's Clinic. He's going to talk more about the importance of postnatal care for mothers of newborns and the dangers of postpartum depression. Welcome, Dr. Ng. For the benefit of those unfamiliar with the term, what exactly is postnatal care?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks, Jason, for the kind introductions. Okay, for all the mothers in front of the radio stations, right, before we want to talk about postnatal care, the important thing is to know what is postnatal period. It actually refers to the 6 to 8 weeks following your childbirth. It's pretty critical part in your lives of the mothers and newborn, because during this period, the mother often experience major emotional and physical changes, which must be well taken care of. And postnatal care refers to the care of the mother during these periods. If the care is well done and well do, and the mothers will be able to cope with all these changes and be able to stay healthy.
Okay, so just how important is it, do you think, postnatal care to mothers of newborn babies?
I always tell all my patients that mothers are the pillars of the families, and if the mothers are well healthy, the family will be well supported.
Exactly.
This is how critical it is. Postnatal care is very critical to help the mothers to recover from their childbirth, because they have to help them to adjust to the changing hormones and they need to learn how to feed and care for their newborns. This is because the periods immediately after the childbirth can present major challenges to the mothers. For example, lack of sleep, they have pain, they have depression, they have urinary bowel issues. And often postnatal care will help the mothers to look after all these issues. And please approach your friendly gynecologist, and often your friendly gynecologist will be able to help you to navigate through all these challenges.
And you're one of those friendly ones, aren't you? Dr. Ng Ying Wu, obstetrician and gynecologist at SBCC Women's Clinic.
Yes.
So what's the current situation like where mothers of newborns undertake postnatal care? You know, how's it on a local and global scale, do you think?
I believe in the local situation, it's pretty all right, because our government has done a great job. Our mothers have 4 months of maternity leave.
Is that long enough, do you think? Four months?
It's pretty good. I believe 4 months is
more than other places, right?
More than a lot of other places.
Yeah.
The companies in Singapore support our mothers well. Our society is a very kind and compassionate society. We all love our mothers a lot. So I believe locally, the situation is pretty all right. But globally, it will be difficult to comment. I feel that's right. The developing countries may need some time to catch up with the developed countries. Because occasionally, I will go down to developing countries, such as Myanmar, Yangon. And often, I see situations that which needs a lot of improvements. So I believe that should be the situation.
What do you think about the confinement period? My wife's from Hong Kong. She did a 1 month confinement period when my daughter was born. Do you think that's a good idea? Confinement 1 year, 1 month for within the Chinese culture?
Confinement 1 month is probably not enough.
Not enough.
4 months. There's a lot of things for the mothers to look after during the postnatal care. For example, they spend a lot of energy during the childbirth. They need to rebuild their immunity. They need to rebuild their strength and health. They need a lot of things. Rest, exercise, nutrition. They need to balance all these priorities while still need to look after the newborns. And all this requires a lot of time management. And time flies very fast during the 1 month period.
Yeah.
So 1 month is probably not enough. They need this larger windows of opportunity to help them to recuperate, to rest, and maybe so that they can continue their care and nurse their babies.
I mean, what suggestions apart from that do you have for mothers to ensure a balance between their motherly duties and their own personal well-being? Because we're always thinking about the baby, but the mum needs attention and help too.
Okay, first of all, so I always tell my mothers, right, that you need to learn this, what we call the outsourcing skills.
Mm-hmm.
They need to outsource,
delegate.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. They need to delegate tasks to the relevant people. You need a team to look after the babies, and you need a team to look after yourself. For example, we all know that rest is very important to the mother, especially immediate childbirth. They need to have ample rest to rejuvenate, to stay healthy, and to ensure strong immune systems. So what you can do is, like, maybe ask the father to chip in. The fathers are the wonderful persons to help to look after the babies for a short while. Maybe you can ask your parents to chip in to help to look after the child. And if not, you will try to catch some sleeps when the baby is sleeping. On top of that, right, exercise is pretty important for the mothers too. A lot of people, so I think that, like, once you give birth, your whole energy is on the babies. You forget about exercise. But exercise do help you to improve your circulation.
Mm.
It helps you to improve your body, improve your wound healing, especially the wound parts.
Yes.
So adequate walkings, breathing, maybe doing some pelvic exercise like Kegel exercise help to improve your urinary functions or bowel functions. Mm. And this is important.
Mm.
The last part would be the nutrition. I think nutrition for mothers is extremely important. They need a lot more calorie than they have because now they are breastfeeding their babies. So in general, the new mothers needs about 1,800 to about 2,200 calories each day. And all this, right, you have to get it from their diet.
Mm.
Fortunately, Singapore is pretty good. Remember that eating is our national sports. So all of us eat well and you can get food easily. But there are certain particular food areas that they need to pay some attention.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they need to have a higher protein diet. They need to eat more, maybe chickens, eggs, soy based. This will help the tissue to recover and help them to build their hormones.
Mm.
And they also need to take some food that are rich in iron. Okay, because iron, right, will help them to build more red blood cells. This help to transport all the nutrients and oxygens to all their bodies. And this help them to recover and stay healthy. And lastly, they need some food which is rich in calcium. They can get all this food from, like, for example, dairy products such as milk, fish, tofu, and all these things. And basically, eat well, eat healthily, have a balanced diet and rest well so that they recover well. Okay.
With Dr. Ng Ying Wu, obstetrician and gynecologist at SBCC Women's Clinic, talking about postnatal care. So, Dr. Ng, what are the dangers new mothers could face if they neglect the kind of care you're talking about? Are there notable symptoms of these dangers? I know that there's talk about, you know, breathing difficulties and even postpartum depression.
Okay, there are a few things that the mothers have to look after because postnatal period, right, is pretty important because the new mothers they are at the risk of some serious health complication.
Mm.
Okay, for example, if they neglect their care, they can get wound infections.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you deliver the baby by cesarean section or natural birth, there's a small little scar or wound that you need to look after. If you do not look after it well, you get infected, you are down, the whole family will be down. That's one aspect. Second thing, right, a lot of mothers, right, we have new mothers may have underlying medical condition during the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
For example, some mothers have high blood pressure, some mothers have diabetes, thyroid problems, and all this has to be well taken care of during the postpartum periods because the body is having a lot of adjustment, a lot of changes.
Mm.
And all this, if it's not well taken care of, right, they may pose some serious complication to our mothers. Breastfeeding is another part.
Yeah. Okay,
you need to look after the breastfeeding well, learn from your friends, learn from the experts, learn how to do breastfeeding well. If you can breastfeeding the babies well, the baby will love you extra, you love the baby extra because it creates bonds between you and the baby. But if you didn't do the breastfeeding well, you may get complications such as breast engorgement, you get breast infection, breast abscess. And
it can be quite painful, I hear.
It can be quite miserable.
Mm.
Where you need to do all those treatments, it can be quite miserable for you.
Mm.
And certainly, last of all, if you didn't look after the postpartum period, you can result in some urinary or bowel issue in the long run.
Mm.
So all this, I guess, is probably the dangers that may pose to our mother if they neglect their postpartum periods.
Well, that's the physical side, but can you tell us more about postpartum depression and the danger it poses to mothers of newborns? Because, you know, we hear it's a mix of physical, emotional and behavioral changes that happen in women after giving birth. And it's a form of depression, isn't it?
Okay, emotional changes, right, are pretty common after giving birth.
Mm.
Because giving birth is the biggest life events in a woman's life.
Yep.
So plus all the adjusting hormones and all the sudden increase in the workload, it's no wonder that our mothers may feel a bit stressed up immediately after giving birth. Majority of the mothers have what we call postpartum blues, which is not too serious. It usually lasts less than 2 weeks. They may get a little bit of feeling disappointed. Sometimes they may cry with no reasons or get a bit easy irritable or maybe getting a bit anxious or impatient. So with appropriate health, good outsourcing skill, which I mentioned just now, and most of the time, all these blues will settle down within 2 weeks. However, if all these symptoms last more than 2 weeks or things get a bit more serious, for example, if the mother started to have can't sleep at all at night, they started to lose weight, they can't eat at all, there's a sudden loss of appetite, and worse still, if the mother started to have some unusual thoughts of harming herself or the babies. And this is what we define as a postpartum depression.
Mm.
And when that happens, I guess certain help is needed. First of all, we need to recognize it early. So the fathers and the parents around the new mothers are pretty important. They need to recognize it and need you to don't be shy. Seek help from their friendly gynecologists.
Mm.
And when they come and see us, we usually do a bit of a psychological assessment, some medical assessment. Make sure it's not caused by a medical issue. When we narrow it down to more mental issues, we can assist them by getting the appropriate psychiatrist on board to help them. Sometimes they may need some medication. For example, the most easy one is help them to sleep well.
Yeah.
When you can sleep well, most of the time
you
feel better.
Yeah.
When you have a good sleep, tomorrow is a better day. You know? So sleep well is one of the most easy. But some people may need a little bit more medication to help them to calm themselves down. Sometimes we need to isolate the mothers from their surroundings because they started to have some thoughts which may harm the baby or harm themselves. So with that, somebody supervise them. We bring them out from the current situation, and this may help them to be able to settle down, cope better before we bring them and the babies together again.
Is it very common? I mean, is it more common than it used to be, do you think?
No. Postpartum depression is probably not so common.
Mm.
Probably we are looking at about maybe 5% or so. Mm-hmm. But postpartum blues is pretty common.
Right.
So
there's a two-week period where you just feel a bit down and
kind
of, I guess it's been so much, you know, of a build-up and then you have to give birth and then there's a bit of a letdown, I suppose.
Husband is very important.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, luckily when my daughter was born, my wife was fine. But let's say a husband's listening out there and wants to do something about postpartum depression. What can they do?
Promise their wife a good honeymoon.
A trip somewhere, a nice restaurant meal.
Singapore is such a small country. Trip somewhere, nice honeymoon. It's often do the tricks. And husband can chip in. Fortunately, in our current society, now the husband are pretty hands-on.
Yeah.
A lot of fathers are very hands-on. We all love our children.
I remember when my daughter was born, I would do the night feeds with the bottle, and you know, I love that. It's great.
Yes, I remember when my son was born too. I told my wife, I'll look after my son's showering, bottle feedings, changing pampers. I was the best. Changing pampers, I was the best. So all this the fathers can chip in, and it helps to bring the work from the mothers, so the mother has time to recover. And when they recover, they will be able to come back in to help to nurse the baby and to help to look after the babies a lot much better.
With Dr. Ng Ying Wu, obstetrician and gynecologist at SBCC Women's Clinic. So going forward, what can mothers of newborns do to seek assistance with postnatal care? How can they reach out to people like you?
Singapore is a pretty small country. We have a lot of hotlines that they can call.
Mm.
They can always approach their friendly gynecologist to help them. If not, there are a lot of counselors and the psychologists around.
Mm.
The hospital is a pretty good place to approach. I'm sure everyone's willing to help our new mothers as much as possible.
Mm. Mm. What other final thought would you give to anyone out there who's wondering if they maybe have postpartum depression? You know, how do they know for sure if they've got it or not, and what's the next step?
Don't be
beyond that 2 weeks of that kind of blues, do you think?
Okay. Don't be shy about it. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody that you know. It can be using the internet, the forums. It can be your good friends. It could be your mothers. I think a lot of ladies like to talk to their mothers. Mm. Maybe their husband, talk to anybody.
Discuss it.
Discuss it. Be open about it. We are not a conservative society. Mm. Let's be open about it. Mm. And when you're open about it, help is always available. Like to talk to their mothers. Mm. Maybe their husband, talk to anybody.
Discuss it.
Discuss it. Be open about it. We are not a conservative society. Mm. Let's be open about it. Mm. And when you're open about it, help is always available. It's always there to help them. So I guess that's probably the advice I can give to all the new mothers.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Well, we really appreciate your thoughts, your insights. Mm. Dr. Ng Ying Wu, obstetrician and gynecologist at SBCC Women's Clinic. Thank you for being our guest on Money FM.
Mm. Thank you so much, Jason. Thank you.